This is The Guardian. I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story. Earlier this month, as the United States and Israel's war on Iran raged, causing death, destruction and disturbing fuel supply, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese reiterated this message.
The US alliance is our most important. That remains the case. And we've relied upon it. The AUKUS relationship makes sense for us.
For many watching, the comments would have been jarring, even more so when just days later, the US President Donald Trump threatened the death of a whole civilization in Iran.
I don't think it's appropriate to use language such as that from the President of the United States. And I think it will cause some concern, which is there.
So as Trump continues to wreak global havoc and flout international law, how does the Australian government's response and language stack up?
Instead of making a full statement, they'll go half measure and kind of keep their options open. And I find that frustrating, and I think a lot of people around the country find that frustrating as well.
Today, political editor Tom McElroy on Trump and why weasel words won't do.